Hi. Welcome back to 1-800-WEIRDOS-RADIO on Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh, I'm free. I'm so free. I'm free. I'm almost free. I accost a little bit. I'm so free. But the real theme this week of the 1-800 Weirdos radio show on Radio Free Brooklyn is that I give up. Yes, that's right. I give up. I do. I give up. I don't understand it. So I give up. I give up. I'm not trying anymore. I don't even know what it means to do it or fight for it or care about anything. I give up. You understand me? I'm not even here anymore. I'm so far away and I give up. I give.
What the heck are you doing?
I'm giving up. That's right.
Really?
Oh, really? I'm really giving up.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's what you say, but I say potato, 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 potato. And I'm really, I've given it up. I don't even understand anymore why anyone wouldn't give it up. You know, it's that kind of a thing, so, you know, and I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to me, I can't tell anymore, it's all like stuff and things and more things, I don't even know, you know? So, it's difficult to know, but let me, this is what I wanted to, this is something I did for Dirty. And I just wanted to include it here. I'm not just filling time, you understand, this is important, you know? So, I have to tell you about the creepy doll. I want to tell you all about the creepy doll, and that's why I give up. Because of the creepy doll with its voodoo kiss. Creepy doll and its voodoo kiss, that's what I'm here to tell you about now. We're 3 minutes into the broadcast, and I'm going to tell you all about the creepy doll. The creepy doll. The creepy doll! The creepy doll. Oh my god. The creepy doll. It's really hard to explain to you what I'm trying to explain to you. It's very... Bye. It's complicated.
Hey, dude, that's pretty weird, man.
Yeah, that's pretty weird, man. And it's so complicated that I just can't really explain it to you fully about the creepy doll with its voodoo kiss. But I hope that someday, at some point, before my life ends, I will explain it to you. But I give up. I really, really give up. When I tell you I've given up, I mean it's all too much. And I give up. But here, in a moment, will be the information.
Do you ever wonder about that doll? You know the one I mean. That pretty, pale, antique doll. Sitting up there on the dresser. How long has it been there?
I don't know, how long has it been there?
As long as you can remember.
Ah, as long as I can.
Was it just sitting there when you moved into this creepy old house? Or maybe it was given to you by some long dead relative that you can't even remember. All you know is that every night, just before you go to sleep, you see that doll as if it's staring back at you with those dead eyes. And you know you won't be able to forget it as you slowly slip into sleep. And as you start to dream, it becomes a nightmare. The doll begins to dance and spin.
No, that's not right. That's not what I meant to do. Oh, I can't believe I fucked that up. You know, it's those kind of fuck-ups that really get to me. But it was close. It was close, you see. And I can understand what I can do to fix it, except it'll still be loud. And that was pretty loud. I'm sorry about how loud that was. So now I'm going to try and quiet it down for you. And I don't know how well that's going to go. No, no, that's okay. You don't have to hear the whole thing again.
Your voodoo kiss is a jungle drum, a magic charm, and I become the SR. Fills my heart with a friendly beat. That voodoo beat I crave. You touch me, and the throbbing love of jungle drums begins. You torture me. I'm a rag doll, stuffed full of pins.
The way it works, one kiss, your voodoo kiss, and you know, I don't even know exactly how I'm gonna get to anything else this week, because I give up. I told you, I just completely give up, and that's all there is to it. I don't care anymore. It must be somebody else's problem. You know what I mean? It's somebody else's problem. That's right! You heard right. It's somebody else's problem. Wow, baby, yeah, baby, wow, baby, yeah, baby, wow, baby, yeah, baby, wow. wow, baby. It's somebody else's problem. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, yes, yes. It's somebody else's problem. Oh, no. Kind of amazing that it really works at all. I wouldn't think it would. I would think that after I gave up, it would be broken.
That's pretty weird, man.
Yeah, that's what I think too, man.
That's kind of weird.
Kind of weird. Somebody else's problem. Oh, yes. Somebody else's problem. It's somebody else's problem. That's right. It's somebody else's problem. It's somebody else's problem. It's not my problem, and I don't care, because I gave up a long time ago. Somebody else's problem. Somebody else's problem, I swear. It really is. You know, and I don't even know what's going to happen now, because it's somebody else's problem what happens now. I'm not concerned with it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, it's important. It matters in the sense that I care. It's confusing, though. Ah, you see? I knew it.
And all I see is these little dots. Some are smear. Some are spots.
I feel like
that's
all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. There's too much light. And it's all right.
It'll be over in a minute or two.
Minute or two. Minute or two. Minute or two.
Charge up. Don't look me down. Don't feel like talking. Don't mess around. I feel mean. I feel okay. I'm charged up. Electricity.
That's what I call it. I gave up, and that's the way I gave up, you know, it's really kind of a giving up thing. Oh, much better. Now I feel so much better. I'm not going to give up, but I just gave up. I give up from giving up. I don't even know. Doesn't seem possible, you know. You'd think by this point, I mean, if I give up, then I gave up. And if I haven't given up, then I get that strange pleasure I get from trying not to give up. Oh, this one, eh? That is really amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to present to you the absolute epitome of epitomes. The only thing that ever really mattered to anyone ever in the history of history. It's incredible, and I present it to you now. Here it comes. It's walking down the street. I don't even understand. It's really not worth it. I wouldn't want to explain it to you anyway. It would just bother me, like it's bothering me right now. Right now. Hello? Can we do that ending again? Just run the ending again. You know, yeah. Oh, the whole thing? No, you don't really have to do the whole fanfare. I think just the ending. The ending was enough. I don't really need to hear the whole thing again. Yeah, could we just start from the ending? Just the end part. The last bit. That's it. Just that part. That's just the part I'm talking about. Right, and here it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. Just one more time. One more time. Yeah, thank you. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the actual announcement that you've been waiting for. This is it, the real thing, the actual thing itself. A little bit more. The thing itself, the thing itself, the thing itself, the thing itself, thing itself, the thing itself. Oh my God. I mean, isn't this just the sort of thing you'd expect on Radio Free Brooklyn? Yes, that's what I expected. Oh, it's incredible. It's really sad when you think about it. I mean, it's working, but it isn't working. I don't understand how it can work that well and that poorly at the same time. That's what I don't get. Maybe can I do that? You know, just a little bit of something else would help me so much. It does help. It's like part of it isn't ready, and it's like how I gave up. It's really, it's that kind of a thing, you know? Oh, I sort of get it now. Yes, I've got it. I thought I had it. It's not what I thought, you know? It's incredible. I can hardly believe it. It makes me feel so sad. You know, it makes me feel very sad.
Wait, you didn't recognize my voice. Bye.
You can't imagine how sad it makes me, but as long as I don't have to leave here for another 8 minutes, and I guess it's okay. I don't really understand it myself, but I'm sure you do. And as long as you understand it, that's all that matters. None of it really makes any sense to me. Really, none of it at all. None of it at all. Wow.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry.
And I will sing a lullaby.
Leonard Shatner is not dead. That's not proper.
Okay, that's okay. I'm willing to do that. I don't understand exactly why it has to be quite so loud, you know? It would seem to me that it could be softer. But it can't. This is like the softest that I can make it. But you know, what's interesting is how much this reminds me of all the things that I really wondered about, and all the things that you knew. I used to know the words to this song, and there are probably still some people out there who know the words to this mournful hymn that I wrote in 2006, I think. Anyway, no, it was 2005, actually. It was 2005 I wrote this mournful hymn for a good old friend. And it tells what you need to know. It's all about the end and why I give up. And now that you know that I've given up, I think you can understand that it was worth it. You know, it was worth it to be here, to watch me give up and be a part of the up of giving. You know, to hear me sing that Beatles song when I never, ever do Beatles songs in this particular thing. You know, I always try and do my original material because, you know, I don't want to be beholden to somebody, and I'm not really sure what the copyright infringement deal is on a internet radio station like this. But never mind. Let's move on to something else. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. I can't believe we're doing it, but why not? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us. Goodbye.